Do you know what they've also taught me in life?
Go on.
When you get married and your photographer or videographer is capturing your kisses, do it slowly.
What, do the camera slowly?
No, kiss slowly. Because I think people, like, if you get in a, like, this is what I've learned. Sorry if I'm, like, blowing your top tips here, Sarah and Tom. But if people go into a kiss and they go...
All right.
And then look back at the camera, they've missed it. That's another thing she said. Don't look back at the camera. Don't go...
Is that all right?
Because you look creepy.
Good tips from Bonus
so
Film.
You've got to go slow. You've got to pretend you're in slow-mo and go...
Wowzy, you look very strange.
I know.
Shall we start?
Yeah.
Right. Hello. Are you okay? How are you? How's your week been? All right, good.
Hectic.
We are Feathers and Florence, and if you haven't seen these videos before, these are some tips about how to find your dream wedding dress and a little bit about us as well. We may as well introduce ourselves. We haven't done that for a while.
Oh, okay.
Who are you?
Who is she?
Who is she?
I am Melissa.
And I'm Liam. And you'll see more of us a lot on social media. If you want to learn more about us, go onto our website. This video is all about Melissa. I was going to ask you what the topic of the video is. It's right below us on YouTube.
Oh, right, I thought right now.
No, it's right below us on YouTube.
The topic is three things you need to consider and think about when finding your own style if you have a limited time frame.
Yes. So we're going to go straight into it. What is a limited time frame?
So in bridal, because bridal dresses are still made by hand, they take time to order, they take time to make, they take time...
Rewind.
They take time to order because they take time to make, because they're made by hand, even ordering the materials in. The designers really like to have 6 months before your wedding to create the dress.
Yes.
And plan it into their diaries to make it. I'm not saying it takes 6 months to make, it's just planning it into their diaries. And then we always say, try to plan around 2 to 3 months before your wedding to have that dress delivered so that you can then have alterations with your seamstress to make it the perfect fit. So the ideal time is no later than 8 months before your wedding to purchase your dress. Not to start looking, to purchase. You can purchase way before, but the issue is if you get into the less than 8 months before your wedding, you're putting that pressure on yourself to find a dress really quickly, rushing into it.
And we're going to talk about that now. Mm-hmm. So what we mean by short of time or getting a bit close to your wedding date is anything under 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
So the number one tip, no, number three tip, let's go backwards.
You mean the third tip?
The third tip, the number three tip.
Good England.
What to do if you find yourself short of time when finding your wedding dress. Tip number three is...
It's an interesting way to go about it, but
I can't
remember it.
I can't remember it.
Oh, tip number three.
Yeah.
First of all, we'll start...
Yeah. Yes.
I can't remember. No, I can.
Good.
First of all, reach out to bridal boutiques and let them know that you have a shorter time frame. Each bridal boutique will have different options for you. They may have off-the-peg dresses, they may have rush order options available. So first of all, before booking an appointment, reach out, let them know your time frame, and then you can run through your options before you come to your appointment and make sure that bridal boutique can help you.
Yes, certainly we know in our experience and from our friends in the industry, they would rather be talking a long way before your appointment. Tell them where you are, where you're going to, what your time frame is. The more information that you tell bridal boutiques, the better.
Yeah, we also have a little questionnaire that we send to you when you book. So we're not sending it to you because we're nosy parkers. We're sending it because The information's really important. We'll ask you your wedding date. We'll also ask you your high street size. And again, you might think, oh, that's a bit strange. But when you come, we want to make sure that we've got a dressing gown hung out for you that fits.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll either put one out that maybe is too small or we'll absolutely drown you.
Personalised.
We're asking this information for a reason. And wedding date is one of them. Because if you fill out your questionnaire and you say you're getting married in 3 weeks, we'll probably ring you up and talk through your option.
Tip number two, if you find yourself short of time when finding your wedding dress, is?
When you book appointments, be prepared to purchase. So the reason I say this, I mean, be prepared to purchase all the time because you never know when you're going to find your ideal style. But when you're short on time, say you're coming and, for example, here we've got some off-the-peg dresses, which means that they are available to purchase that day, and the dress that you try on in the studio is the dress mm-hmm. that you will be purchasing. You will not be ordering a dress from the designer. It's that dress that you have on. It will have blemishes, so it will be discounted to account for those blemishes.
Them imperfections.
Yeah, it's just imperfections because they've either been worn in the studio and, of course, they're on and off daily, so they're just well worn, mm-hmm. so they might have imperfections and blemishes, and we also do shoots as well.
Yeah, of course.
So the reason I say come prepared to buy is if you're looking to purchase an off-the-peg dress, once it's gone, it's gone.
That's it, finished.
Gone.
No longer be in the studio.
No. So if you're coming and you're like, right, I've got to find a dress, I'm looking for an off-the-peg dress, but and you find something in the appointment and you're thinking, oh, I'll go away and think about it. I'm not trying to pressure you into it when I say.
Yeah.
You can go away and think about it, but I cannot guarantee it will be here when you come back. We cannot take deposits for dresses and we cannot reserve them. So, because it's unfair then if somebody comes into the studio and finds their ideal style in that dress and we say, oh, actually, it's been reserved. We can't do that. So you need to be ready to buy because, it's like when you spot something on Vinted. If you spot something on Vinted and you're like, oh, I like that, and then you go back and it's gone.
That's exactly it. Great tip.
Gotta be snappy.
Tip number one, if you find yourself a little bit short of time when finding or trying to find your ideal style, your dream wedding dress is?
Be prepared to accept that if you don't want an off-the-peg dress and you do want to order a brand new dress in a size that is to your size,
yes,
but still will need alterations, then you've got to be prepared to accept that it may cost a little bit more.
Yeah.
And the reason being is to ask the designers to prioritise and make a rush order, mm-hmm. they will charge more to prioritise making your dress. Mm-hmm. So if you want to order a brand new dress, the investment will be slightly more than if you'd have allowed yourself a greater time frame.
Because like everybody, everybody has a diary, everybody knows what their production is going to be. We know where every bride is going to be in our diary, and there is more investment needed from designers, from us, to make that happen. So, and that's for all bridal studios, that's not just us. Be prepared to invest a little bit more. Mm. But if you call us or email us or message us beforehand, we'll talk that through. And we'll give you an idea of what that investment's likely to be.
Yeah, of course, because it varies from designer to designer, and it also varies on how much time you're giving them. So if you're literally giving them less than 12 weeks, it's going to be even higher. You know, it goes up depending on the time frame.
Tip number 3.5.
Oh, it's going rogue.
Tip number 3.5, I would say, is goes back to tip number three. we're getting mixed up. But the first tip about communication, ask the bridal boutique, ask us what off the peg dresses we've currently got, because they change all the time, and we will absolutely send you details and send you photos. Won't we? We will, of course we will. So that's that. We hope that that's helped you. Yeah, we do. So we're filming this in the end of July. What have we got coming up in the next few days? Got a wedding showcase.
That's been and gone.
That's been and gone.
Again. It's gone.
It's gone, yeah. That is actually right. We've been to a wedding showcase. Mm. It was fantastic. It was really nice to meet so many couples and brides, and we enjoyed it. And
You weren't there.
I was not there. But I've heard from the pictures I've seen, it was fantastic.
Great.
Great. you'll see more of that on our Instagram. Thank you very much for still being with me.
Oh, with you. Oh, yeah. Always.
Thanks very much.
You're stuck with me.
This is true. Yes, and thanks very much for watching. We've got some great vlogs coming up, by the way. We are expecting some people in the studio really soon to film some really interesting vlogs. So keep your eyes and ears out for that.
Yeah, if you want some change of scenery, but change of people.
Change of people. What should people do if they like this content?
Subscribe.
Yep.
Comment.
Yep.
Like it. Share it.
Tell your neighbour.
Tell your neighbour.
Yep. Tell your parents.
Tell your parents.
Absolutely.
Tell our parents.
Yes, please.
We definitely don't watch them anymore.
Sorry, we don't call anymore, but we want to watch our vlog. That's enough malarkey, I think, for this week.
Okay.
Have a really good week. We will see you all on this channel in the next few days. Bye.
Goodbye. I feel like I'm going quite posh for my wig. I went posh, you went robotic.
Oh, is that not how? Is that not how the Queen waves?
No, she does a... Oh. You're just doing a...
I'm doing single ladies.